Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor in Gillette today for Mental Health Town Hall. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon is scheduled to be present at a mental health town hall meeting in Gillette this morning from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Allen Mickelson Fire Training Center Conference Room located at 701 Larch Street. This visit is part of a series of stops across Wyoming by Governor Gordon, focusing on addressing mental health care needs in the state. These discussions are open to the public, aiming to raise awareness about available resources and enhance access to care. The invitation extends to executive, legislative, and judicial representatives alongside local elected officials. Abortion parties argue for judgment. The future of abortion access in Wyoming remains undecided after nearly 4 hours of arguments on Thursday. Jackson Hole Daily reported a Teton County judge said she would issue a ruling at a later date despite two sides requesting that she decide the fate of abortion access in Wyoming now. Ninth Judicial District Judge Melissa Owens said, based on the hours of oral argument and the complex constitutional issues before this court, there's no way I'd be ruling from the bench today. Three attorneys, Peter Maudlin, Marcy Bramlett, and John Robinson, representing six plaintiffs, argued that the constitutionality of two laws against abortion need to be evaluated in the context of how they will affect women. Abortion remains legal in Wyoming while the court case proceeds. The two laws, a general ban on abortion with some exceptions, and a second ban on medication abortions, were halted in March due to the lawsuit. Maudlin said, "We're talking about statutes that would have profound effect on real people. The state wants the court to blind itself to devastating real-world impacts." The state, represented by Special Assistant Attorney General Jay Jurdy, argued the laws need only to be read on their face without extraneous evidence. Jurdy argued, "This is a court of law. This is not a court of policy. We are here to decide whether the laws violate any provision in the Constitution." A ruling from Owens is expected to take at least 6 weeks. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.